What's good, UCLA Radio listeners? Welcome back to Translation Ain't Easy. My name is Julia Andrea Gomez, and this is where I have conversations with UCLA students whose classes do not translate easily online. For episode 2, I was joined by Madeline and Bella, who are both dance majors, as well as Jaylani, who was a musical theater major. As always, I welcome you to enjoy today's conversation on Translation Ain't Easy.
For starters, I definitely just wanted to know, what's one of the best things about being a dance major or a musical theater major?
I just feel like the social aspect of it is, and the community is sort of the main reason why I wanted to be a dance major. Like, when you look at so many, basically all other majors other than performance majors or maybe like small fine arts majors, you like maybe know one person, and there's just so many people in it that like you can never really have a close community if you're like a friggin' econ major, you know. So I feel like part of it was just like you get to be in classes that are like emotion based and creativity based, which means that you're going to get a lot closer to the people that you're around. So that was always a fun thing, that it was like you're going to class but you're also like hanging out with all your friends at the same time.
That's amazing. It's like going to work but loving the people that you work with.
Yeah, I would say the same. It's like the people really make the situation. So for me personally, like, I get really overwhelmed, like, in, like, large social settings. So, like, going to class when it's a smaller group and it's people I know and I see every day, like, it's really beneficial to me and, like, my academic process, because it's, like, I don't have to worry about, like, all the other, like, things. It's just, like, you know, I'm going into a space with all my friends and, like, loved ones, and it's just a really beautiful thing to be able to like work on my art craft with like people I love. And that's like the most important part of the process for me. So I'm feeling very thankful for that.
Yeah, without repeating, it is just like you have your group of people right away when you come into college. And I think that was like a really, really awesome thing to like come into, especially UCLA, and have so many people around all the time, but know that I had like a group of 20 people in my class that were doing the same thing as me, who I had similar interests with, that I could just like rely on to talk to. And at the same time, we're doing art every day, and that's like awesome. And I always think that we're like, I'm like, I could just sing, dance, and act every day. And people love to do math every day, but it's also like, I just think it's so fun that, you know, as I'm learning and growing as an artist, I'm also like having fun and expressing myself. It's just like, I love it. It's just fun. It's fun.
That's beautiful. I could definitely see like the passion that each of y'all have, because y'all talk about it with such a big smile on your face, and that goes to show a lot.
Looks like it's playtime. You know what I mean? Like, it's professional collegiate level playtime. And you have like
your That's a perfect way to put it.
It is. Like, you're getting credit to play. Like, you're just playing. It's
awesome. Oh my gosh, I love that. Also, in regards to your classes and everything, in your personal opinion, what would y'all say is an advantage to having your classes in person?
Everything. This is so true. Like, I think it's the hardest thing to translate to an online setting, because so much of what we do is about being together. And like, especially, I mean, dancing is rough first spatially, and like just like figuring out who gets the living room to do dance class and who gets the like bedroom or go on the patio, but it's raining, oh no, like that is rough. But then also just about being in a studio with other people, that is something that's, I mean, we just all talked about how being around our people is a special part of what we do. That is so much of what it is. And the like, it's almost half of what it is being in the atmosphere with everyone else doing it. And then I mean, we don't even have to get started on acting through a screen. Yes. Scene with someone as it's lagging. But yeah, I mean, honestly, it's rough. On
that
setting.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
I think this is true of like a lot of different classes, but for me, like, I have a hard time focusing like in general. So that's why I really like being like in person and dancing and creating, because it really gets me to focus on like one task. And like being in a studio, I feel like, I don't know, it's just like creates a whole other level of like groundedness. But when I'm on the screen, like it's like impossible to focus, especially if, like, my Wi-Fi is cutting out, or like, you know, I'm in my home space, so like there's a lot going on. I don't know, it's just a lot easier to like not be like in the moment. And I do miss that a lot, a lot, a lot.
I can barely watch a movie all the way through and stay focused the entire time, let alone like the only reason it works is because you're in a space where you don't have access to your phone in person. Like you walk into a studio, if you're not going to be on your phone during class, yeah, like you just, you don't have access to it. Here, I have all my vices right in front of me. And if I'm just in a bad headspace, it's so easy for me rather than to like leaning in to what's going on that day, just be like, nope, I'm gonna check out today and just like fake it, because you can fake it over Zoom. But like in a normal in-person setting, there's no escape. Like you can't just opt out all of a sudden. You like are, you have to be fully in, which is good, because then by the end of the class you're gonna feel awesome. But like if you walk in with a bad attitude on Zoom, you're gonna stay having a bad attitude.
Oh, yeah, that's very, very true. And oftentimes that's often disregarded, that kind of those, the little things that really do matter when it comes to just having a class online. How long are your classes in general? Like how did that go?
They range from like an hour and a half to 2 hours for like the movement classes. It's like a lecture. We had last year we had like a 3-hour lecture one that was all on Zoom.
It was so hard.
Is it kind of similar like that for musical theater classes?
Yeah.
Like,
yep.
Mm-hmm.
All of the artistic classes are like an hour and a half, and then we have one acting class that's like 3.5 hours, but everything else.
Wait, tell her about that class. That class is interesting.
Oh my goodness.
Psychological systems of acting, which in to her defense, our teacher did a great job. Like she's very old, not her forte to do this online, but it was a 3.5 hour long class. And it's like intense acting, like intense work.
Like they cry.
Like crying and stuff. And like really trying to tap into like the psychological systems of acting. But doing that for 4 hours on a screen, impossible. Just literally impossible. And then this was the class that like I would be on TikTok for most of it. Like, cause I'm not engaged at all. Yeah.
But in person, that'd probably be your most impactful class.
Absolutely.
Because you're like crying with all these people in a room.
But you're there. That's the thing. You're there. You're in the studio. Like you're doing it. You don't have any other distraction. That's all you're doing. Yeah. But since I'm here, I'm like, ugh, other people are working. I can go make lunch.
Also, you know? Something else that I feel like Maddie will have a lot to say about, because she did a lot of dance film like pre-pandemic, but I didn't do any pre-pandemic, is like, the dance major has now gone from being like, so much of this is your physical training. Like, how can we get you to be the top physical movement executor and creative movement executor in your choreography? How can you think outside the box? To just like, how can you make an epic dance film? Like, what is your cinematography like? Like, if you don't have access to someone with a nice camera, your assignments are always going to look worse than everyone else, just because it's so much of it is just like what it looks like. And then it ends up being not even anything like, oh, how is your movement? It's like, how does your movement look on camera? Which means like, I can just improvise for 3 minutes, splice it together in a cool way. And then it's like, look, that's awesome. But I could not apply anything that I've learned the past 4 years.
So we have our senior projects class where it's basically 2 quarters long. In the past, it's like you work on a live performance for the whole 2 months and then you prepare for a live performance and all that. So this year it's going to be online, and like I got really, really just lucky because I've been preparing to make like a dance film for a long period of time. I think that's what I wanted to do for my senior piece for a while. But like at the same time, like the class has always been geared towards like a live performance. So like most of the people taking the class, like are people who wanted to do a live performance, and like choreographing something live for a live thing is like way different than for a camera thing. And that requires like, you know, there should be like almost a class for that to like prep you for that.
Absolutely.
And it makes it tough, but I will say like our professor's doing like a really good job of like facilitating that like transition. And I think we're all learning like a lot from each other with like a new platform. But you know, at the same time, like even though I did want to do a dance film, I would love to like show it live and like be in a theater and like show my piece. Like, I think we're all really missing that like aspect of like performing and like being able to share our work in like big spaces like that. Cause you know, we had access to that before and that's just like not available.
Right. Considering like just that whole transition in general, How has that really impacted y'all's learning when it comes to dance?
I'd say, like, since the pandemic started, I think in the beginning, I was like, oh, like, when the world's open again, I'll take my dance classes and, like, I'll get back on my training. But, you know, as time passed, I was like, oh, like, that's, you know, we're not opening up anytime soon. Mm-hmm. And I think it's made me realize that, like, I really need to take advantage of, like, the classes we have, even though they're online. Like, I should probably start really taking my training seriously. And even though it's harder online, it's like, I think everything has just shifted my perspective on, like, you know, what I need to do or, like, what I want to do as well.
Yeah, it becomes a lot more of, like, a personal practice, which I feel like our teachers have sort of told us is how it's going to be post-grad. Like, post-grad, if you want to continue your training, it's totally your responsibility. It's not like you're just going to have these classes that you're required to take. And you're going to have to start, like, paying money. I mean, we're paying money now, but, like, it'll feel different because it's not just, like, part of our tuition. It'll be like, oh, I'm paying $30 for this one-hour dance class. So it'll just feel a lot different in that way. But I feel like it then becomes, like, I'm dancing purely for myself, which has also been kind of freeing because part of the stress of being, like, say you're in a dance class where you don't, that movement vocabulary is not your immediate movement vocabulary, you're going to be stressed. You're going to be stressed. Exactly. Because, like, people are watching you and watching everything you're doing. You're going across the floor. But on Zoom, no one really can see you. Like, some, Maddie and I were in hip-hop class this past quarter where we would get spotlighted a lot. And it's, like, just you and two other people on the screen. And, like, that was really scary. But it kind of creates some of the sense. And I think it is worse just because everything on Zoom is more anxiety inducing. But it still then gives you that same sense of, like, I'm performing. Because in class, you're going to perform and dance at a performance level because people are watching you. Like, you can feel their eyeballs on you. But alone in your living room, you're like, I can half-ass this because no one's watching me. But I also don't have to stress about it. So then maybe there's a sense of freedom that comes with that like, oh, I'm moving for myself and I'm not moving to try to fit someone else's standard of how I should move. So it's definitely a double-edged sword in that way.
Do you think that the transition to online classes helped you realize that? Or is that something that you kind of already knew before the pandemic and such?
I don't know. I think that I knew that, like, I was going to have to get over the sort of insecurity that I felt sometimes in certain movement vocabularies just to, like, just do it. Mm-hmm. Like, just do it and you'll feel great about it because you just went for it rather than, like, being reserved and being like, oh, I'm embarrassed, so I'm not gonna really go full out or try to do anything risky or different. So I think I knew that, but I feel like when you're around people, you can kind of, their energy can kind of push you, but now it's more of an internal thing. Like, it's not me pushing myself because there's a bunch of people around me and I want to sort of impress them or show them that I'm at their level. Just because, like, the dance major, there's so many good dancers. Like, they're just so good. There's going to be so many moments where you're like, why am I in this program? I don't have anything similar to your training. You're awesome. I'm bad. But then when you're home, it kind of levels the playing field a little bit. You're like, no, I'm good. Like, I'm moving. I know how to express myself through movement. That should be it.
Yeah. I think for me, like, for so long put off taking hip hop and, like, advanced hip hop because I was like, oh, I'm not good enough for, like, advanced. So, like, let me wait and, like, you know, maybe in this pandemic, I'll, like, train a little bit more to, like, prepare for advanced. But, like, I just avoided it for so long, even before the pandemic. And now that I'm, like, in the hip hop classes, I'm like, dang, that was, like, a really, like, unhealthy mindset to have to, like, just push it off for the future. But now that I'm taking it, I'm like, you know, if I feel like I'm behind, that's okay. Let me just start where I'm at and just, like, work hard and not, like, you know, regret waiting or, like, regret not training enough. Like, I've realized that, like, I really need to stay present, like, right now and just, like, work with what we have, even though it's, like, not easy. I just don't want to, like, in the future feel like, oh, I didn't train enough or, like, oh, I should have went for this, you know?
That's not just growth and, like, your own sense of self, but that's also growth to take your academic self and such. That's going to benefit you in the long run. But
thank you.
All things considered, like, those dance majors who are going to come into classes and they're going to be online possibly, what kind of advice would y'all have for those individuals?
You got to do what's best for you. So, like, I mean, you have to remember the reason why we're doing everything remotely. It's because we're in, like, a really freaking traumatic like difficult phase of our lives right now. So you just have to try to get out of it what you need. So if that's like discipline, you feel like you need more balance and like discipline in your life than like setting up your classes and perspective of your classes in a way that you're able to get that from it. If it's just like a meditative break from everything else where you're just like, I'm checking out, I'm just moving through this, I'm trying to be really aware of where I am in my body, then like let it be that. So you just kind of have to decide, and you can just decide it day by day, but like why am I here today? It doesn't have to be why my professor is telling me I'm here today, but like what am I here for myself, and like how can I get a benefit from this time on screen that maybe necessarily isn't making me a better technical dancer, or maybe isn't like doing whatever I was supposed to get from an in-person class, but like you can still always get something good from it. So just figuring out what that is and then allowing that to kind of guide your time and energy.
Yeah, that's a really great piece of advice. Just like centering down on like what you need like day to day is like really helpful. And I think, so I still have like a class to take in the summer. So I'm like a little teeny bit behind. And like these last few quarters, I've had to like step up my classes a little bit because I was behind. But I will say almost every quarter, I really just like took the classes I wanted to take. And I think especially when quarantine started, I really was like, okay, like I want to take classes. Joy, like, let me look into the professor. Let me look into like, you know, what the class is like talking about. So I took a lot of classes like that were centered around like wellness, and like I'm taking like an arts activism class, and just stuff that feels good really. Mm-hmm. And I think that's been really helpful. And even though I am a little bit behind now, I think like again taking my time out like each quarter to like really look at, okay, like let me stay intentional with like what I'm taking and what's gonna serve me, and like what's gonna serve me in this time, and what's gonna maybe not like hate school every single day. And I think, I mean, that's a kind of a privilege because I am in an arts major where I do get to do what I enjoy, but at the same time, like really taking that time to like see what is being like caring to you and your body and your mind is like really helpful.
That's perfect. Just making sense out of everything. Although when people say like, oh, they're behind, it's like, always remember this, just your path to wherever you're going to end up. So God's got you as well, Bella, and everything will just happen the way it really is supposed to happen.
Thank you.
Again, thank you to my guests for episode 2. Catch y'all later. God bless.